At Citrus Expo in August, University of Florida economist Fritz Rocha discussed some of the economic considerations for citrus growers using advanced citrus production systems with high-density plantings and intense management of inputs. Rocha offers an overview of those economic considerations, including the costs and possible benefits.
Advanced production systems is a very general term that basically means that you're investing new technologies into your citrus operation, and certainly thinking about more trees per acre. So clearly more trees per acre translates to more cost per acre. But then as we get into these technologies that help manage your water and nutrient capabilities to encourage early and more production early, then yes, we're talking about some pretty significant costs up front to make this technology work for you. So what we're trying to do is figure out a way of putting these costs together in a way that will then allow someone to look at their production side to see, well, how much production do I need, or how much cost savings do I have to incur on, say, the fertilizer budget to be able to make this investment pay for itself. And right now we're primarily focused on yields, because that's the biggest area that these systems seem to be offering. More yield earlier in the life cycle of a tree, mainly because you have more trees per acre, but also because you've got this higher technology in irrigation that pulses the water, pulses the nutrients, and pretty much spoon feeds these trees and giving them more of an advantage, accelerate its growth, accelerate its time to come into production. So again, the purpose of this talk was to try to figure out ways of organizing these costs and think about it in a way that will help a grower to assess whether an investment in these two technologies would pay for themselves and how long it would take. Again, higher the fruit prices, the shorter time it's going to take to make that payoff happen. So, and again, more production per acre. So as we get more data on yields at age 2, 3, 4, and 5 years of tree age, then the more yield that comes in at that age, the quicker these systems will in fact pay for themselves. We took a scenario that went from 150 trees to the acre to, say, 270 trees to the acre, and we came up with a number. It's about $300 of additional costs above and beyond what you would have paid at the 150 tree per acre mark that you'd have to cover. With
per year.
Correct. Dollars per acre per year. That includes more trees. That includes automated controllers for irrigation systems. That includes a little more sophisticated fertilizer equipment at your wellhead to pump in the nutrients. And so with that, so knowing that number, then you can go back to your fruit prices and say, okay, how much, given my fruit prices, given harvesting costs, how many more boxes do I need to produce? And in that sense, we can then start to track. As the yield information comes in from experiments like what Arnold's doing and what Kelly's done and work over at Indiantown and other growers that are putting in these higher, more advanced production systems, we can start utilizing that yield data to then compare and track to see how whether we are meeting our production expectations or hopefully even exceeding our production requirements. The final thing with the advanced production systems, I think, is mechanical harvesting. And that is because, by definition, you're talking about more trees per acre, meaning that those trees are going to be smaller than under traditional plantings. So we're talking about going from 150 trees at 16 to 18 foot high to maybe 300 or 300 plus trees that maybe only be 8 to 9 feet high. So under that scenario, now we have an opportunity to build equipment, harvesting equipment, that goes over the row. And that may, in fact, be the biggest advantage to at least for juice orange or juice orange producers in these advanced production systems. Again, that's a big if. Mechanical harvesting over the row technology is there with crops like blueberries and olives and grapes, but we have to get a company or some equipment built for citrus. And that's happening now. My colleague in Gainesville, Tom Burks, is working on that, and he's optimistic, and so maybe within 5 years we may have a close to commercial type equipment that would be available for this harvesting.
There are all these different variables, but is there a best case scenario when a grower could expect to break even implementing an advanced citrus production system. Did I get a feel that it might be like 6 or 8 years?
Yeah, I gave an example today based on production from the Babson Park Grove. That's a project that Bill Castle and Adair Wheaton did back in the 1980s into the early 90s. And given the change in production from that experience, or given by tree densities from 150 to actually 360, we showed about a 6-year payoff going to the higher densities. But that's also assuming with the added cost of automated technology and more sophisticated fertilization, which were not in place when Bill and Adair set up that Babson Park trial. So again, we may be comparing, you know, maybe oranges to grapefruit in that sense. A better example is, I think, going to be the work that Arnold Schumann's doing, where he's got the advanced product, he's got the package, and he's going to be tracking this production over the course of time. And even better will be getting the growers who are starting these various blocks, and then monitor the commercial production by tree density and see what they're producing, to then be able to sort of see what a call it production profile would be like over the course of these advanced production systems. But yeah, for the example I use, I said 6 years, but I think it's very feasible it could be a lot shorter than that, given the technology and irrigation and fertilizer management that go with these systems, not just more trees per acre.
And a big if in that is if you can survive in the face of HLB.
Absolutely. HLB is the wild card out there. But again, when we talk about 150 tree per acre block, standard grower block versus a 300 tree per acre advanced production system block, both blocks are going to be exposed to HLB. So the question becomes the difference between the two blocks. So if you're a grower and you're going to plant two blocks side by side, one standard 150 and the other advanced production at 300, HLB is going to affect both. So there's still an open question as to how the relative difference between those two.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.